do opposites attract? So there's been a survey of dating sites, websites over the past couple of years, and what they've noticed is that for a lot of people, they put their political and their other beliefs on their site. So if they're, you know, devotees of the climate change cause, they will say, well, I can only be with someone who also believes in climate change. And they'll often say what their political leanings are. You know, I am left-winged, I only want to go out with someone else who is left-winged, or maybe it's right-winged. And we always used to say that opposites attracted, that, you know, you could actually have opposing beliefs and yet somehow find each other madly attractive. Is that still true? 133-693. Karina Chapman is a relationship expert. Ms. Chapman, good evening.
Good evening, Tom. Great to be here.
Well, if everybody, you know, says in their profile online that I believe in climate change, if you're not an adherent of it, don't, you know, contact me, or I only vote for the Greens, I only want to meet other people who vote for the Greens, is that going to sort of limit the love pool a bit?
It does, to be honest. And you have to ask yourself, are they the things that are really important when you're matching in a dating arena?
Well, I wouldn't have thought so. I mean, we only have elections every 2 or 3 years on average, and you know, you could just avoid discussing things like politics.
Exactly. Yes. No, you find that a lot of people will put that on there because the dating sites have that up. But whether it's actually relevant or not is another thing. Some people are very specific and will only date someone that has the same political view, for example. But you really are cutting down the amount of people that you might be able to connect with, and you might be missing out on the right one.
Well, that's right. I mean, so for example, I mean, if you only say, I only want to date a Greens voter, well, that's, you know, 1 in 8 people at the very best of times. You know, you might be a Carlton supporter and say, I don't want to go out with a Collingwood supporter, or vice versa. I had a rather sectarian grandmother who used to advise us to marry for love, but not to marry a Catholic, because she was a very strong member of the Church of England. So I would have thought these days you should just listen to your heart a bit more.
I think a lot of people do, and they realise that really it's about values that you want to match with, not so much, you know, which football club that you go for, or, you know, which specific religion that you're a part of. But certainly they do make a difference with some people, but you can really be cutting out a lot of choice if you're being too pedantic. And, you know, it's hard enough to connect with someone that you've got an attraction with and a bit of a spark. So you don't want to cut that down to a quarter of the amount of people that you might be able to connect with.
Yeah, I was once set up a long time ago on a sort of like a blind date with a girl who started talking about Marxist-Leninist thought and how she was an avowed communist. And I did find that a bit odd. Like I said to her, well, you know, the Berlin Wall fell and communism sort of, we hoped, had disappeared. Why do you still believe in it? And that was sort of the end of things from that point on.
Absolutely. And, you know, the most recent thing I've noticed on dating apps is around whether you're vaccinated or not.
Yes.
And I've had a couple of clients that refuse to go out with someone that's vaccinated because they're anti-vaxxers. So that's really cutting down the amount of people that you could date, that's for sure.
Okay, so the advice is don't be too picky.
That's right. Don't be too picky. I mean, but, you know, it's surprising. One of my clients, she's about to get married to a man that has got so many opposing views, but they are absolutely madly in love. So, for example, she's a vegetarian, yet he's a massive meat eater. And she's, like, really loud and outgoing, and he's definitely a lot more quieter. And she's even a recovering alcoholic, but he loves a good drink. And yet they've managed to put all of that aside, and they still work really well together, even though they have opposing views on football teams.
All right, well, there you go. Thank you, Karina. Karina Chapman, the relationship expert. I know, I've got to be careful how I phrase this, remember the Australian Democrats? I know one of their senior politicians. So she was an out-and-out Democrat, and she married someone who was as right-winged as they come. And yet they were a very happy match and made a wonderful life together. 133-693, do opposites still attract?